Geeks in Malaysia. I'm Amelia Chen.
I am Nick Dorian.
And I am Carol M. Baha, and we are back in this dystopian future.
Cyberspace world that we call the internet.
Oh, yes.
Because we are still currently in a lockdown, which means...
And you got, was it first or second dose the other day, and then you were feeling some side effects?
Oh, I got the first dose, and that kicked my ass, literally.
Really?
So I had a fever of... The highest it went was like 38.6.
Ooh,
my fever. And then his reaction was delayed.
Yeah, like literally, it was a 24-hour delay. Everyone thought it gets it within like 6-7 hours, and I was like, I was fine. I had sore arm, sore body. That's about it. And literally 24 hours later, my body went, "Here's your fever," and I was like, ah, fuck.
Wait, so you got it on Sunday?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
And then it hit on Monday?
Monday night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it lasted for about 2 days.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's why it was bad.
Wait, Amelia, you got the first shot as well, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Did you have any?
I just had fever symptoms that night, and the next day I was kind of okay. I mean, it's a bit lethargic, but it's all right. Okay, but the thing is that the AstraZeneca vaccine, despite the fact that women of my age range in are the most susceptible to the stroke side effects, which is the blood clotting and stuff like that.
Okay.
From what I hear from my friends, my male friends are the ones that get hit with the symptoms harder than girls.
That's what I've been hearing too. A lot of men be like,
I cannot survive. Oh my god!
And as usual, the women are like, pull your skirt up and let's get to it.
I can attest to that. It fucking kicked my ass, seriously.
What about you? Because your wife also got it at the same time.
My wife had no symptoms whatsoever.
No She's fever. In the corner like, tighten up your panties, boy.
She had no fever, no body aches, nothing. She was like, oh yeah, it's a bit sore here, but that was it. Nothing. I was like...
Sorry, I'm still getting used to the fact that my hand has this thing obstructing it. But it's surprisingly, for a cheap pair of headphones, it's surprisingly good.
It sounds good.
Does it? Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool.
Another thing happened while we were away. What? Kai's birthday! Happy birthday!
Oh, yes!
Kui Fa Choy!
Thank you. Kui
Fa Choy. And yes, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Michael Chen for getting me this, for coming all the way to my place to drop me off.
Oh, really?
This very cool... a trucker cap, lucky strike. It's toasted.
It's toasted.
That is the slogan for Lucky Strike.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, it is?
Don't you remember the first episode of Mad Men where he's like, "Who cares what's in cigarettes? You can just put anything and we'll sell it. It's toasted."
I don't remember that. I remember the finale with Coke, but I don't remember the Lucky Strike.
I don't know.
The first episode was Lucky Strike, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Because I remember because I really wanted to get into Mad Men because of all the advertising stuff. But it was like, oh, this is a show about fucking. I'm bored.
It's more about a show about fucking than it is about advertising.
Yeah. It's like 10% advertising.
But yeah, so, it's a full freaking lockdown. So I didn't really get to do much on my birthday and I was broke as hell. But thankfully, my wife managed to help cheer me up and stuff and got me a Krispy Kreme with a candle in it.
Oh.
And we had... Did we have chilies that night? I think we did have chilies that night. I like chilies.
Good food. Yeah. Food.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you very much. I should warn you guys, in the event that you hear weird sounds, Boo is going through heat again.
Oh.
Yeah. now I have the money to send her to get spayed, but...
Oh, she doesn't spay yet.
No, but we have to wait until she's out of this.
Yes.
Because as the vet says, there will be blood. There will be blood. So when she's in this state, so we just got to wait it out, and
So
okay,
moving away from blood, You said you had something that you wanted to bring up on the pod.
Okay, so all right, just to warn everyone, like, this is a random episode day, some news and whatever. We're just catching up.
Yeah.
So you know how, like, sometimes you get messages for sponsorship, right?
Yeah.
I probably have gotten the best DM in my Instagram.
Okay.
For possible, and I'm seriously considering it, unless we want to message them as part of Geeks in Malaysia. I don't know. Here it is. And this message is from Dorothy Mefjika. Okay.
Okay.
Hi. Had a look over your profile. Seems like you are a great fit. Smooth My Balls is interested in working with you.
They've messaged us twice.
They have?
Yes.
Oh my God. Can you please drop them a message here at Smooth My Balls?
What do they do? What do they sell?
What do you think? It's called Smooth My Balls. It's grooming tools for men.
Yes.
To smoothen your balls so you can have bulls as smooth as eggs.
Yeah. They've messaged me twice from two different accounts, and both accounts have like zero followers and following zero. So I'm like, I know it's a spam account, but at the same time, I'm like, Smooth My Balls.
I mean, look, as men, and Nick, I'm pretty sure you can attest to this because you're hairy on the chin already. So I don't know what's going on in the downstairs area.
Okay.
But I looked through their Instagram, like some of those tools are like, you know what? This is some fancy shit for my balls. I don't know if I want to be the ambassador like for Smooth My Balls, but at the same time, I really want to be the Smooth My Balls ambassador. Just to be able to say, this episode was brought to you by Smooth My Balls. It's a great name. It's a great name.
It's interesting.
You know? Like, from the folks who brought you Smooth My Crack, you know, Smooth My Balls.
Yeah,
hey, oh my God, yes. With the lockdown, how are you going to wax your crack with Smooth Your Crack? Smooth My Balls. And they got some weird ads, like one of them, like, because the branding color is blue.
Ew.
So they had like
blue balls, really?
So they had like blue rambutans. This shit is legit. Oh God. Yes.
Okay, you know what? Okay.
Smoothmyballs.com.
I deleted those messages because I thought, okay, it's just spam. You know what? Send it to me again and maybe I will follow up on this.
No!
Hold up. We are the ones with balls. The ballless person should have a say in it.
No! Okay. I don't know. I will abstain.
Look, if there's some female hygiene products, we'd be more than happy to back you up on the sponsorship. Because
I would still not want to do it. It's just not my thing.
Hey, I'm looking to get a free pair of clippers. Apparently, they have a razor that won't snip your balls.
Well, I don't know. I do not know.
Maybe I'll contact them as part of my own YouTube channel.
Yeah, go ahead. See how that works out. See what happens.
Oh, boy.
So spicy, though. Jesus.
I mean, with a name like Smooth My Balls, they gotta be good. Like, I was cracking up so hard when I read the message. I was like, this has to be a joke. And I'm looking at it like, oh my God, I've made it. In the internets, I've made it. Smooth My Balls wants to sponsor me. And then I bet you it's going to be like studio. Like, everyone's going to be like, yeah, I've got Smooth My Balls ambassadorship too. You got that razor? I got that razor too. It doesn't work. My balls aren't smooth.
Or like, you know, oh, the razor would turn blunt like after like 5 years or something.
Yeah, I really didn't think much about it because I just thought, oh, it's spam. Smooth My Balls. Okay, cool. So I left it as that. I didn't know they fucking messaged you as well.
Weird bit will be if they ever message Amelia. So Amelia.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Check your DMs for unsolicited messages. And if ever a Smooth My Balls pops up, let us know.
Yep.
Well,
it's barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, absolutely barking up the wrong tree.
Smooth My Balls.
It's such a great name. Like, fuck subtlety. You know?
It does what it says on the packet.
Gillette, fuck Gillette. Smooth My Balls.
Oh,
You know, it's like, he started like an electric razor company called Face Fuzz Killer. And I was like, wow, that's incredibly harsh.
It's on point. It's yes. on point.
Yeah, it does what it says, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
I don't need these subtle bullshit about like, oh, we're trying to hide it. Nope, smooth my balls is what it does.
But yes, that's what I've been holding on to for 4 days.
Oh my god.
No, since last week, because I was going to bring it up the last episode for a week.
Wow.
I've been holding on to smooth my balls for a week. And now I've released my balls, I feel good.
Actually, that's a good segue to my first piece of news that I'm going to bring up.
Wow.
No, you'll understand why. So,
Tom Hiddleston's balls are not as smooth as you think they are on Loki. I went very method, and in Asgard, they don't smooth their balls.
Okay. So, we all know the Harley Quinn TV show, right? The one that's on
HBO. Oh, I know this one.
What?
Yeah.
So you didn't hear about this one? Yeah, keep talking.
So, apparently, in the third season, they wanted to do a little something to break the boundaries of animated television. But unfortunately, HBO said, hey, we're not going to let Batman have an oral sex scene with Catwoman. Because apparently that was pushing it for Harley Quinn.
And then the internet reacted, and they're like, why can't Batman go down on Catwoman? What, it'd be fine if Catwoman went down on Batman, but Batman can't go down on Catwoman? That's sexist.
I think they just had a issue with the act itself and not really who's going down on who, but okay.
I don't know, because I think somewhere they said, like, no, Batman doesn't go down. You know, like.
No, they said that.
You know.
They said that you can't do that. You absolutely cannot do that. They're like, heroes don't do that. So the creators.
Ah, you see, heroes don't do that. And I say to you, no.
And then they said, the companies, HBO said, no, it's that we sell consumer toys for heroes. It's hard to sell a toy if Batman is also going down on someone.
No, it isn't.
But here's what I have a problem with. Like, this is an R-rated show in itself, but you were perfectly all right. Oh, but that was Warner Brothers, not HBO. When right. when what do you call it? Batwoman and Batman had sex in Killing Joke.
Yeah.
That was Warner Brothers. Okay, this one's HBO.
That's fine because it's an animated feature. And I'm sorry, it wasn't fine because that entire subplot wasn't even in the fucking comic.
Oh shit! So sorry, it's not HBO. It was DC that was having pushback.
Maybe they had pushback because of that Batwoman Batman sex scene.
Oh,
because
perhaps.
I had problems with that scene. It's not simply because, number one, it wasn't in the comic.
Yeah.
It was unnecessary backstory.
Mm. Yeah.
Number two, like, if you think about it, Gordon's his friend. That's your friend's daughter, man.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
But apparently...
And in the chronology, you kind of knew her when she was underage.
Oof.
Mm.
You know? And it was unnecessarily sexy.
But this isn't new, according to Kevin Smith. Because Kevin Smith also tweeted when this came out that there was a lot, there was also a little pushback when we did the Green Arrow, Black Canary, all sex scenes in my run on Green Lantern. But my point is, DC Comics editorial was like, Oliver Queen just knows how to make the ladies quiver, especially when he hits the bullseye.
Like, okay, because I have read his run, their sex scene makes sense. Like, within story, it makes sense. They finally get back together. And he's been dead for a while. And they finally sorted out their issues. And they're, you know, releasing some necessary stress.
Mm-hmm.
Much to Hawkman's annoyance. Because like right after their sex scene, Oliver Queen is fighting Hawkman in the alleyway naked.
As you do.
Okay.
Hawkman's as like, you have defiled her! And Oliver Queen's like, fuck you, you Republican piece of shit! And Hawkman's like, you goddamn hippie!
But another piece of DC news that... take this with a little grain of salt, because James Gunn certainly is. Apparently, James Gunn has discussed with the heads of Marvel and DC about the possibility of a crossover film. Because he wanted to do a crossover between Suicide Squad and Guardians of the Galaxy.
That makes sense.
Oh my god, come on.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But He said on Twitter that he's casually talked to the powers that be at both Marvel and DC about it. I would love for it to happen. I don't think it's likely, but I don't think it's an impossibility either. That said, just constantly seeing crossovers and mashups is less enchanting to me than a strong story. But
what?
Like, a crossover is fun, but I think at the end of the day, he likes to focus more on, you know, fun stories.
And Yeah.
So, I mean, that made fans lose their minds, because they're like, holy shit, DC and Marvel.
And of course, it has to be James Gunn, because James Gunn is helming both of them, so it's like,
He's got his feet in both ponds, so, like, he's the perfect man for the job. apparently, also, in Marvel news, Jon Bernthal is coming back as the Punisher.
It's a
heavy rumor, but I mean, like, I wouldn't mind having the Punisher come back just to go, "Rawr!"
But for what?
Yeah, is it Marvel TV or Marvel movies? That's a good question.
Yeah, for what?
Yeah,
because
that one, I'm not too sure just yet.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, like, as we've said on this pod and lots of other people have said, you know, like, Jessica Jones is, like, you know, she, like, what's her name? I can't remember her name now.
Kristen Ritter.
Yeah. Yes, Kristen Ritter is just, like, you know, Charlie Cox as Daredevil. Charlie Cox as Daredevil is, like, master casting.
But what about
Danny
Rand?
Who?
The immortal Iron Fist of Kung
Kung Lao.
Kung Lun.
I was watching, what do you call it? Stuntmen React. And, dude, it was kind of insightful because they had two stuntmen with them. On Digital Corridor, and one of them was the stunt coordinator for Iron Fist.
Ooh.
And they did Iron Fist, and that's when you find out some interesting shit.
Like,
and
what?
you can see he's like trying not to say bad shit, but tell the truth at the same time. Mm-hmm. So you know how many sessions they would get for each fight scene with the stunt coordinator?
What do you mean? How many sessions? As in training?
How many
rehearsals?
Training session? Like when you're there on set to shoot. To run through before shooting the sequence.
Okay.
Right? Guess how many sessions they get?
One.
Yep.
Are you serious?
One session and then shoot.
That's not enough. I was about to say, like, maybe at least 5 to 10.
It depends. Okay. It also depends on how much training they had prior to shoot.
But that's the thing as well, the way they shot it, because you find out, like, okay, one thing that stuntmen and experienced this as well when I was doing that music video for Madeline, the fight sequence music video. Mm. Yeah. For stuntmen, it's like, unless it's a one-take wonder, you never shoot the entire sequence from beginning to end. You don't shoot a master. You break it up because you need to hide the punches and da-da-da.
Yes.
No, they would shoot it full sequence, one angle, then full sequence, one angle, then full sequence, one angle.
I'm sorry. Who's the amateur shooting this stupid thing?
And they've got, and that's the thing, because he's a stunt coordinator, he has the stunt coordinator footage for when they choreograph it with the stunt people's, suggested angles, right? So you can compare it, and holy shit, it's like, when you see the stunt coordinator footage, like, these shots make sense, this edit makes sense, and story-wise they make sense. Then you see the final fight sequence in the show, and it's a wide shot from above,
and
you're like, what?
Then it absolutely makes sense why when we as audiences saw it, we felt that it was very underpowered because it wasn't utilizing the right angles. Because
And the thing is, they had a high bar to match with Daredevil and their one shot action sequences. Yeah. So I think they were trying to replicate that, but at the same time, Tajadi.
But those were planned as a one shot. These were sequences that were not planned as a one shot, but they shot. So he even said, like, so this was a 2-minute sequence, they shot the master a couple times at different angles, and then they cut it down to 1 minute.
Wow.
So some of his best moves as well were cut out.
Oh my god.
You know, so you can tell they were like, I don't understand this edit. Like, you can tell the stunt people were disappointed with the final product.
Now,
like,
it all makes sense.
It does. That's, which is weird. That one is a straight up martial arts show compared to Daredevil.
Yes.
Why would you spend so little time and not listen to your stunt people?
Right.
For, like, that, you know?
But anyway,
It would be different if Danny Rand was Donnie Yen. Then you'd be like,
or any of the people from Hong Kong, you know what I mean? Like, they'd be like, yeah, it's fine. Like, all the martial artists, it doesn't matter. They can sell it. It's good.
Speaking of Donnie Yen, he's joined the cast of John Wick 4. along with a whole bunch of other people. Mm. Bill Sarsgaard and Sanada.
Is Bill Sarsgaard the hot Viking or the...
Pennywise. Pennywise.
Ah, yes.
Baby Sarsgaard.
The hot Viking is Alexander Skarsgård.
Yes.
Alex.
He's ridiculous.
Who?
That's... Alex, that bo- no. That,
I mean... what, oh, you mean Alex?
Yeah.
Alexander Skarsgård.
How does one look like an Adonis and the other one has bug eyes?
Jeans.
He's great. He's a great shooter.
Yes, he is.
But
he looks odd.
But it works for his roles.
Yeah, but he thrives in the roles that he's given. He fucking can do horror out of his ass.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, John Wick Chapter 4 seems to be shaping up to be quite a badass film.
Oh, I need to catch up, though. I still haven't seen Antebellum. I need to see Antebellum.
Oh, haven't seen the Orang Indonesia Bersilat sama John Wick. And John Wick bercakap bahasa Indonesia.
Oh, belum. And then with the dog, and then Halle Berry and the doggies.
Oh, Halle Berry's badass.
Oh,
you need to watch it just for Halle Berry. Her sequences with the dogs, and then watch the training with the dogs. Like,
I've seen the training with the dogs, which is why I'm like, you know, like I'm there for Halle Berry. Like, yes,
oh, she good. She yes. good. She's badass.
And those cute little doggies, those cute little Dobermans.
Those dogs are badass. Yeah, like you should watch the sequence, especially for like it's just they have great chemistry.
And speaking of John Wick 4, there's another sort of John Wick movie that's coming out as well with a pig and Nicolas Cage.
I haven't seen that.
It's literally like an art house John Wick, except John Wick is Nicolas Cage, who used to be an incredible chef.
Yeah.
But now he's living in the woods with a truffle pig.
And
which he loves. And then one day someone beats the shit out of him and steals
his
pig. So he starts going to all the Michelin star rated restaurants like, where's my pig?
And to be honest, it sounds like a crazy film, but when I watched it, I'm like, this actually looks like a half decent Nick Cage film. Like a proper, like he looks like he's actually a proper actor.
Hey, bro. Yes. bro. Truffles is serious business, okay? Like truffles is serious business.
They beat up the wrong chef.
I love it so much. I cannot wait to watch this film.
When is it coming out?
Dunno.
Yeah.
Dunno.
I saw a trailer last night, which looked terrible.
Which is?
It was a home invasion movie with Megan Fox.
I saw the thumbnail, but I didn't bother because, Is this one with Machine Gun Kelly?
No, that's a different movie.
Oh, okay.
That movie is apparently the movie where they fell in love, ladies and gentlemen.
Who fell in love?
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
You didn't know this?
No.
They've been loving each other over the pandemic. She's just staying over at their place. So basically every single one of his music videos, which are obviously shot in his house because of the pandemic, feature a hot Megan Fox just drooling over him.
Okay. Yeah.
And apparently now that they're touring...
I don't know who you're talking about, right?
You don't know MGK? The guy that tried to do a diss rap against Eminem and everyone's like...
lost.
You fucked up big time.
Yep.
He tried to do a diss rap against Eminem
because he wants to be the new white rapper and he wants to destroy Eminem and take over the throne, to which people are like, bro.
And then Eminem did his response, which apparently he took an hour to write
and killed him
because it's Eminem.
Apparently, like,
did
I read, like,
he watch 8 Mile.
Exactly.
Did all the white guys not watch 8 Mile?
Spaghetti! Apparently he's like, listen to the beat, and they're like, listen to the beat. Okay, I got it. Press record. And he just spit.
Yeah, like, come on!
But, that diss rap was pretty harsh because there was a line, because MGK is under Diddy's label, and I think there was a line where he's like, you know, he's basically saying how Diddy's like his, like, whatever. And Diddy won't tell you that he's the one that got Tupac killed. It's like, holy shit.
Oh, bro, you cannot. I'm sure Diddy immediately was like.
Oh, did it? Like, apparently.
No.
Everyone went to Diddy. He's like, we're sorting it out. And like, what the fuck does that mean? But Eminem's not dead, so I guess everything's okay. But that was like, wow, that was just shots fired. Holy shit.
I mean, no, and you're dragging Diddy into your vendetta. Like, what the fuck is your.
And then he ended the song with like, you know I'm just messing, Diddy. I still love you. I was like,
Hey, I know you got someone murdered. Jokes! Joking! But yeah. Okay, in other news of an actor...
Before we continue with the news, I have to say something. Amelia, is your t-shirt hedgehogs or apples? I can't figure it out.
It's just a heart.
Huh? Oh!
Hedgehogs or apples?
Like, because I'm only seeing the first top half, right? So look at your own screen. Doesn't the your right side look like a hedgehog?
This side?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, okay, it's just I have a wild imagination.
It looks like a like an African savanna. Like,
no, now that you pull it all the way up, but when you can only see a bit of it, it looked like there was a hedgehog on one side and a half-eaten red apple on the other side. Because I couldn't see the pier and all these fucking bits, so...
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That was anticlimactic.
But yes, for an actor who does a lot of badass roles, Johnny Bernthal has been cast in American Gigolo, the series.
Okay. I mean, I can see
wait,
that.
Wait. Huh?
Could you... Okay. The, I
you mean based on that fucking...
The Richard Gere film.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Yeah. For those who don't know... For those who don't know,
once upon a time, our moms thought Richard Gere was sexy.
They still do,
yeah. Jinx.
Good Gigolo? Sorry, American Gigolo.
The Good Gigolo. We're going to take American Gigolo and The Good Wife and combine them.
The Good Gigolo.
To make The Good Gigolo.
Isn't that Magic Mike?
So, American Gigolo follows the story of a high-end male escort who is accused of a murder that he did not commit. And the series will apparently take place 15 years after the original film with...
I still did commit it!
With Johnny Bernthal taking over Richard Gere's role as Julian Kay.
Eva's been watching... Speaking of like people taking over other people's roles, Eva's been watching Shooter. She just finished season one of Shooter. It looks decent. I can't buy Ryan Phillippe as a redneck.
Wait, he's a redneck?
I mean, his name's Bob Lee Swagger.
Okay, then.
I don't know. I could see that. Because he does look a bit redneck if you just ruffle him up a bit.
He's too pretty.
He's too pretty.
He's too pretty, he's too and pretty. He's so pretty, he looks too liberal. He looks like a Democrat! Wow. You know what I mean?
Wow, yes.
Look, he ain't a Republican, he ain't a Democrat. He's just a good sniper. Best in the world. Being charged for a crime he didn't commit.
But would you want to get Johnny Bernthal as your gigolo?
Hey, look, man, he's tired of it. protect Rick!
I'm sure in the show he's going to go as well. Come on, yeah. he's accused of murder, so there must be a reason he was accused of murder.
Like, that's why I could see him, like, playing the part of, like, a former criminal or whatnot, but an escort?
You don't...
I'm sorry, Nick, but it takes all types.
Do you know how many women he makes wet just in The Punisher?
And, I mean, do you know how many prisoners in jail get, like, love letters from people?
That's true, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a point there, okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I still can't get over his scene in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You told us about that. So, Elijah Wood, who has not been heard from for a long time, he's got a new film production company called Spectrevision.
Random.
Right? I'm just going to bring up Elijah Wood. You know, speaking of people like Johnny Bernthal, Elijah Wood's been in the news. Like, The Hobbit?
Yeah, he has. He has a new production company called Spectrevision, and apparently he wants to produce a new Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh.
Man, people still... Look, the movies are fine. We don't need this anymore.
But, not only that, what do you think of him wanting to produce a new Children of the Corn?
Those movies weren't great to begin with.
Yeah. Like, he's really gunning for, like... It sounds as if he's really gunning for the whole Blumhouse. Like...
Yeah, I think
I also can't believe that Children of the Corn became a franchise with, like, how many? Like, 7-8 movies?
Yeah.
Have you read the short story?
No, but I saw the film.
The short story is like 10 pages long.
Well,
it's not as bad as Lawnmower Man. If you read the original story for Lawnmower Man, it's weird how they went so off tangent. It's fucked up. Lawnmower Man was like a 5-page story about a satanic lawnmower man.
Wow. Like that is really, yeah, because Lawnmower Man was.
And somehow was they trippy. Went. Yeah, somehow they went, you know what would make this story better? Virtual reality.
from the early 90s.
You know, the wonderful Tron sort of CGI.
No. It's not even Tron CGI. It's
worse it's, than
that. Tron didn't even have CGI.
It's Virtua Fighter.
Yeah.
It's with like Pierce Brosnan.
It's like when my dad used to take me to computer conventions, and you would have the gigantic like headset and the heart, like the ring thing.
Oh, that was a weird movie.
Block. Oh god.
Yeah, people just seem to just take short stories of Stephen King and then just running with it in any direction they want. Yeah.
And then Stephen King is just sitting there going like, I mean, I'm getting paid, but like, yeah. I do not endorse this.
I think I do not endorse still...
this. I do not endorse this. I do not endorse this.
No, the only one he doesn't endorse is The Shining.
Really?
Oh, he fucking hates Kubrick's Shining.
But apparently he endorsed Dr. Sleep. He loved Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep was fine with, which I thought was a fucking terrible movie.
So he endorses shitty things.
Because his version of he got the Shining telemovie done, and that was terrible.
Yeah, but he loved that.
Look, certain things in Stephen King's books, if you make them visual, they're terrible. Like the Langoliers.
I knew it.
Even Dreamcatcher. Remember Dreamcatcher, where aliens get shit out of your butt?
What?
Yeah. With Jason Lee and was it Jay Gyllenhaal?
Jason Lee and Morgan Freeman and
there was another white guy. Who was the other white guy?
Yeah, I can't remember the other white guy. And then they have like a Down syndrome friend who is actually an alien from another dimension who's gonna fight these aliens that come out of people's butts.
Oh, Damian Lewis and Timothy Oliphant. Oliphantastic.
Timothy Oliphant, that's right.
What?
Yeah,
I think Jason Lee was the first one to poop out an alien.
And Thomas Jane as well.
Oh, shit, yes.
Wait, there's quite a number. Wait, Thomas Jane, Damian Lewis, Timothy Oliphant, Jason Lee, Donnie Wahlberg, Morgan Freeman.
What?
What has any of that got to do with the Dreamcatcher?
When was this movie?
99?
No, 2003.
2003, I was close.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't remember this movie? It was literally
No.
They poop out aliens and
did
die.
Not. No, I did not. No. I think I had better things to do with my time in 2003.
That's what I mean by visually, sometimes his shit doesn't work.
It was a box office bomb, unsurprisingly.
I enjoyed it, surprisingly enough. I enjoyed the shit out of it because I didn't pay for
it. You enjoyed the shit, pun intended?
Yep.
In The Shining,
yeah, he has an imaginary friend. In Kubrick's, it's just him doing that.
Yeah.
In the telemovie, he's in like the Windows 95 backdrop with a floating child talking to him in CG. Like,
no, there is there's no need to represent an imaginary child. An imaginary terrible. Friend. The whole idea of an imaginary friend is that he's
You can't take his writing literally. It doesn't work.
But he does, obviously.
Yeah. Like you mentioned as well, Amelia, the giant spider. Do you think the giant spider worked in the new It?
No.
No. It was just really body horror freaky. It was just unnecessarily freaky.
It's better than the Tim Curry one where it's just a puppet.
I have strange memories of that.
The Tim Curry one? No, everyone's afraid of the first half.
Mm.
It's when he turns into a spider and everyone kicks it. Everyone's like, oh, wow. Well, because you took Tim Curry away and replaced him with a spider puppet. If Tim Curry was still there, we'd still be scared.
Tim Curry is scary when he wants to be.
Yeah. But speaking of Jason Momoa...
all these random just throwing people on the wall. It was like...
I thought that's the way we're doing things today.
We were talking about shooting out aliens.
Bro. You know, it would have been easier to segue into Jason Momoa when we're still talking about DC. You know, we're like half an hour away from talking about DC now. And like, Momoa in there.
I'm taking right turns, just like how our MCO is taking right turns left, right, and center. That's my mood at the moment. So, Jason Momoa.
What about Jason?
Aquaman has a title. Aquaman 2, instead of Aquaman 2, it's called Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fair enough.
Yeah, James Wan just tweeted out an image of the title, and people are like, oh, okay, that's what we're calling it now.
Ah, James Wan, the person that Malaysia loves to tumpang glamour.
Speaking of James Wan, I watched Spiral the other day, the Chris Rock Spiral. That is related, because I mean it
he
is.
He didn't direct that.
No, he didn't, but it is James Wan's franchise at the end of the day. He started it. So
well, yeah, but didn't Chris Rock direct it?
He did. Yes, right? He did, but it's still very much a Saw film. Like when I watched it, the first 10 minutes I'm like, this is a Saw film. It's exactly like a Saw film. And then it went sort of Lethal Weapon for a while, because like black Chris cop Rock. With white guy. Haha, jokes.
Don't spoil it for me.
No, I won't spoil it, but I'm just like, it's okay.
I will say the first trailer was very misleading.
Mm.
The trailer before pandemic, because I thought that Samuel L. Jackson was the new killer.
Oh.
And then the second trailer is like, oh, he's his dad. Don't say shit, Nick. Don't you fucking say shit. Don't spoil it for us. Okay, from your face, I've already realized a bunch of things about the plot.
What have you realized about the plot?
No, stop.
You have
just
a
stop.
Terrible
just
poker
stop.
Face.
Stop. We should play poker with him.
Yes.
That'll be good because I don't know how to play poker. So
excellent. The aim of the game is to lose money.
Zack Snyder has released a little something-something because, you know, every week is a new thing with Zack Snyder. He's got a new mythology anime series called Twilight of the Gods premiering on Netflix.
Huh?
Yes. It's apparently going to be with a whole bunch of people. Sylvia Hoeks, Sigrid, Stuart Martin.
Are there owls?
I don't know.
You got into Gahoo.
I don't know. All we know is that it's about gods. And it's about Guillermo's Norse mythology.
Guillermo's kind of got a cartoon on Netflix too. Troll
really?
Hunters.
Yeah, Troll Hunters. Which actually is not too bad. That's not too bad of a series.
I stopped watching.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I didn't know how they would continue after the death of Anton Yelchin.
What?
So that took place as part of Marvel, Netflix's Geek Week, and something else popped out of Netflix's Geek Week.
What? What's Geek Week?
Geek. They had a week of geek.
Yeah, literally, it was a week of geek. So they were talking about all the new stuff that's coming to Netflix in the geek world, like Lucifer. This Norse mythology thing.
Mm.
And He-Man transforming like Sailor Moon.
Yes.
Damn, son.
The Masters of the Universe trailer came out.
I mean, that was...
Bonnie Tyler!
That was some pretty... Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess it's on He-Man brand, but like, you know, like, but after like She-Ra, and I was like, I guess...
Yeah, but a bunch of people did bring up the transformation. They're like, why is he... Sailor Mooning his outfit. This is, you know, he used to just stick his sword up in the air and then just transform. Like, he's kind of transforming like She-Ra, because She-Ra had that twirly thing in transforming. But, okay, you know what was messed up, though?
What?
That same week that trailer came out, two other trailers came out with Bonnie Tyler on the soundtrack.
Bonnie Tyler is getting quite around.
She's getting paid!
Like, recently somebody put the... You know the final sequence in Rise of Skywalker where Ben Solo is taking down all the soldiers and whatnot near the end with Palpatine to save Rey? Somebody put that... Huh?
But Bonnie Tyler's not going to get paid for that.
But it sounds amazing. It made the film sound so much better. Having I Need a Hero behind.
I'm sorry, to me, Bonnie Tyler's I Need a Hero will always be Short Circuit 2.
That and Shrek.
Which Shrek?
Shrek 2.
Wasn't that Zeppelin?
No. Wasn't that... There was one Shrek where he was fighting a bunch of soldiers and I Need a Hero. Was it the first one when they were saving the dragon?
Can't remember.
One of the films had it. It was epic.
There's only two songs I remember from the Shreks. One is when all the princesses were fighting to Zeppelin. Yeah. And the other one is Somebody wants Tony
the... And speaking of big green creatures, She-Hulk has casted a new actress.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've cast the bad guy, bad girl.
Jameela Jamil as, yes. As the big good bad.
Place?
Yes.
Yeah, the good place.
Good place. And what's his face? Mark Ruffalo apparently is making an appearance.
Hmm.
Well, you know, I mean, She-Hulk's his cousin.
Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. Fucking Mark Ruffalo kept saying, I'm done. I'm done as the Hulk. I'm done as the Hulk. Yeah,
No, he's playing Bruce Banner.
No. He's playing the Hulk because his behind the scenes was his full on like CGI suit with the dots and shit. So like, you're really? Science Hulk again, aren't you?
I mean, is Mark really done with the Hulk? Like, was he just saying that?
I think he's just saying it.
Because I'm like, you know, like I like Bruce. I like Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo deserves his own Hulk film.
Yes, exactly. He hasn't gotten one yet. Like, all he has... Sekarang dia tumpang glamour orang lain,
dude. I think they should give him the Marvel series for the Hulk.
What do you mean Marvel series?
But,
like, make a Marvel series the Hulk, and then every episode he can try and hitchhike.
Hey, you know what? I would love to see that done in the same original style as the original Hulk.
I'm pretty sure Mark Ruffalo also wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah, you know he would.
No, but then but cannot lie because in canon he's already quite famous. The famous.
It's a prequel.
Ah.
Before he got to India and Scarlett Johansson and Black Widow found him.
Yes.
You show that journey. Yes. You show how he transformed from Edward Norton.
Don't forget Eric Banner.
Yeah, this is
at some point.
Have you tried rewatching? Because it's on Netflix.
It's horrible. I'm sorry. But it's like Ang Lee went, how do I make a comic book film? Let me put panels every fucking where.
The Hulk is so Pantone green. It's with Pantone purple pants. Fighting a poodle. Mutant poodle.
I cannot. It's just, oh my God.
And someone forgot to tell Nick Nolte to rein it in. So he's like, I'm just going to blame mental.
Can Nick Nolte ever rein it in?
I'm sure he can.
Well, come on. He's not Gary Busey.
Oh, that's...
Whoa!
Well, I mean, that man... Well, unfortunately, it's because of his accident that he became like that. So, like, I don't really blame him.
Have you seen...
No.
Some of the set photos...
No.
From The Flash.
Oh, that's another piece of news I was going to get to.
Okay, wait. What's up? Like, The Flash is getting a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah. Wait.
Wait. Which Flash?
Ezra Miller.
Flashpoint. Yeah. Yeah.
Which? What? You thought it was Grant Gustin?
TV show. Yeah, I was
No.
This is... No, because I read that somewhere. Like, wait, what? No. I think
he's going to appear in the movie, probably. Because
there is rumors of Grant
Ezra's appeared in The Flash TV show. So
yeah, but you never know about these people. You never know about the execs. They're all stupid.
That's true.
No, but the thing is, his appearance on Crisis was supposed to be the start of this film.
Mm.
That was the reason why they tied it in, because they were wanting to make this film. So having Grant Gustin come on board, I think, is a very likely possibility.
You know what's fucked up in that crossover? That's when he's like, what do you mean Flash? Flash, that's a good name. And I'm like, oh yeah, they never gave him a fucking name in the movie.
No, it's Barry Allen. That's it.
Just Barry Allen.
But yes, Flash set photos came out, which introduced us to our new Supergirl.
Yep.
Mm?
For some reason, Supergirl's there.
Yeah.
Mm?
She looks buff.
Yeah, she's a much buffer Supergirl.
She's not the CW Supergirl.
And the outfit is very akin to Henry Cavill's Superman outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Keaton, even with white hair, looks dapper. Who's the actor for Supergirl?
Hold up. She's a...
Michael Keaton is white hair?
Yes.
He old.
Yeah.
I know. But like, no. So, I mean, like, so he too is doing the... He too is double dipping.
How do you mean?
Huh?
He was double dipping his white hair?
Marvel and DC.
Well, oh, yeah, he's the Vulture.
He was the Vulture.
Right. Yeah,
but he's in prison, so it's okay.
Yeah, and I mean, this...
Doesn't he break out of prison?
I don't know. They teased him in the Mobius trailer with Jared Leto, which I have not heard jack shit about.
Yeah, where is that going?
Mobius has been delayed to October next year.
Next year, October. Holy shit!
Christ.
Yep.
We saw the trailer before the pandemic, didn't we?
Well,
holy shit!
I mean, to be fair, Morbius was not a movie I ever asked for, and I was like,
I'm sorry,
of all the characters.
Wait, they shot Morbius already,
yeah,
and yet they're going to release Venom 2 first, which they just shot.
It's due to release January 28th, 2022.
Which one, Venom?
Morbius.
Okay.
Well, I think I understand because apparently Morbius may have ties to Spider-Man. So I think their plan is,
I mean,
so does Venom. Venom's probably going to have some tie into Spider-Man. So let's get Venom out first, Spider-Man out, and then let's do Morbius. Because a lot of people are now speculating with the introduction of Green Goblin and freaking Jamie Foxx's character.
Green Goblin?
Green Goblin's in Spider-Man Far From Home. Mm. Homecoming, whatever.
There was no Green Goblin.
No Way Home.
No Way Home, that's the name. Yeah, Willem Dafoe is back as Green Goblin. Yeah, Way Home.
What? Huh? What?
I don't know about this.
No?
This is old news. Willem Dafoe is back as Green Goblin, and Alfred Molina is back as Doc.
I knew about Alfred Molina. I didn't know that Willem Dafoe's coming back. Will they let him show... Will they let him talk with his lips now?
No, but there's a lot of talk of, hey, if Vulture is there, Green Goblin is there, Doc Ock is there, Morbius, are we going to get a Sinister Six film? Because they have been teasing the Sinister Six for a fucking long time.
Did you say Sinister Six?
Yeah, sorry. They have been talking about...
Sinister. Are they evil? No.
They're sinister.
I poke you? I poke you with a Sinister Stick?
No, they've been talking about the Sinister Six for quite a while, and they feel like...
I want to see a Sinister Six movie.
There's just... Why do I see them as, like, drumsticks? So, like, all these drumsticks, like, you know...
Like... I see them as that fucking thing where you balance a stick with two other sticks and just keep tapping.
But yeah, so that's happening. So I think that's why Morbius is being delayed, because they want to get the other films out first and then Morbius.
But why? I mean, because if they've shot Morbius already, it's got nothing to do with the films, unless they're doing reshoots to make it all cohesive.
It might have something to do. That's the suspicion, that there might be something to do with the Spider-Man universe.
I think it has something to do with Jared Leto doing some shit.
But coming back to your question on who's playing Supergirl is Sasha Kale or Saha Kale, according to Spanish pronunciation.
Okay.
Yeah. She's relatively new actress. She's only actually done The Young and the Restless. That's all she's done.
Oh my god.
Ooh, this will be interesting.
Yeah, so this
is her first major role.
Wow.
Supergirl.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Not many people get to transition from, you know, soaps
immediately to a feature film.
Like from soaps to a fucking superhero film? That is a big jump.
That's Supergirl, no less.
To be fair, in Australia, that is how you get to Hollywood.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, Home and Away.
Yeah, Home and Away or Neighbours.
Neighbours.
Home and Away or Neighbours. So, you know, Kylie Minogue, Neighbours. What's his name? Chris Hemsworth was Home and Away.
And Jesse don't forget Duncan.
Guy Pearce was Neighbours. I think Russell Crowe was an extra on Home and Away. He didn't get a main... Because I do remember a scene, and I think it was fitting of Russell Crowe. It was just Russell Crowe bringing a crate of beer into the house.
Wow. Oh.
You know, Guy Pearce had a role. You know, and Kylie Minogue was, you know...
I mean, Kylie Minogue's a pop star anyway.
No, this was before she was a pop star.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan made their name on Neighbours. Huh. Then Jason Donovan and Kylie Minogue became pop stars. And then Jason Donovan was Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat in England for, like, forever. I think he was finally replaced by Gary Barlow or some shit.
Oh, no, Stephen Gately. No.
Was it Stephen Gately? Either way, I fucking hate that play. Yeah. I'm like, is this really in the Bible?
Yes, it was pretty... It's a pretty sucky story.
Wait, seriously, the Technicolor Dreamcoat's in the Bible?
I mean, not as a Technicolor Dreamcoat, but, like... The whole rancor of the story, I think, is a Bible story.
I mean, yeah, but where did this coat come from?
This is probably just
the desert. okay, moving on to
just a little anecdote about Joseph. My school in England, the sixth formers, A-level kids, did a performance of Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Of course they did.
And because I was in drama class, of course I had to go and watch opening night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Joseph broke his voice.
Oh, shit.
I was like, ooh, this is so painful for you, bro.
And that's
because there's a lot of high notes.
Yes.
Dude,
okay. Here's a pair up that you might have
I bet you that guy's in the BBC now. Fuck.
This is a team up that I never would have seen, and I think a lot of people did not expect. We all remember the classic 1960s TV show, The Munsters, right?
Yes.
One director has confirmed that he is directing a film version of The Munsters. And that director is Rob Zombie.
Makes sense.
Does it? Mm. What is he going to do? Freaking, like, turn it into horror story? Because all his stuff is like...
Rob Zombie isn't just the super horror stuff. He loves 50s, 60s, you know, like... Yes, he loves the gore and the horror, but he loves the universal monsters.
Mm. Oh,
you know, he loves the 50s, 60s hot rod and television stuff. So he fucking loves the monsters as well.
Okay, you know. Okay, that I didn't
expect. I can totally imagine it in his wheelhouse. And he's an animator.
Oh,
the entire dream sequence in Beavis and Butthead Do America was animated by Rob Zombie.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
People are multi-layered and complex things.
Yeah. The dude is a geek. Like, he's a horror geek. But that doesn't mean he just likes Hellraiser and shit. You know, like, he likes the monsters. He likes Scooby-Doo. I don't know if he likes Scooby-Doo. Maybe just like the monsters.
Oh, shit. This is a piece of news I should have brought up earlier because it's related to Stephen King. Christine is getting a new film adaptation.
Why?
Christine is in the car?
Killer car? The killer Cadillac?
But I am interested in this for two reasons. One, Brian Fuller is directing, and two, Blumhouse is producing.
It was a John Carpenter movie. It was fine. Done.
I don't know. With Blumhouse taking the wheel and after what they did with Invisible Man, I don't know. You could take a Tesla, a smart car that is like out to kill you because, you know, smart technology and shit.
No.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I mean, I know we all love Blumhouse. I mean, I love Blumhouse. But actually, Blumhouse sometimes is hit and miss.
Yeah.
Because they did a really good job with Invisible Man doesn't mean that it'll definitely be a good thing. Like, Fantasy Island was...
Oh, really?
Okay.
Did you not watch it?
Some of it. I couldn't get through it. It's fucking dumb.
Weren't you the one, Nick, like totally into like wanting to watch Fantasy Island?
Yeah, I did. And then somehow I never really got around to watch
it. Why am I the one that watched Fantasy Island? Like, what the fuck?
She's not even into horror that much.
Actually, I mean, I am now, but like, you know, like I watch it now, but like...
Although the new Raid movie looks interesting. I'm like, you finally found a good spin to it. Not Raid. Purge.
Oh my god, really? I was like, wait, there's a new Raid?
No, there's no Raid. Oh, Purge.
Okay. Fuck.
Gareth, what's his face in the movie?
But yeah, the new Purge looks interesting. Like, they've managed to use that as an allegory for whatever's happening to America at the time.
Makes sense.
Because the new one is like a bunch of rednecks going, Purge ain't over. Fuck it. We're going to keep killing.
Okay,
we're going to get these Mexicans out of this country.
Oh, okay. Them is some. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Looks interesting. I never saw the TV series, though.
What?
I only remember the plane. Oh, we're talking about the Purge?
The Purge!
Oh, my God!
I would say it's the Purge TV series. It didn't work as well as the film.
Yeah, there's a Purge TV series.
It was toned down a lot.
How?
It was essentially
one night.
Yeah.
It's one night in Beatty.
They turned it into a series, and to be honest with you,
Out the one night?
Yeah.
Oh,
No.
So they're trying to tell this very, like,
story
of a brother and a sister, but I'm like, it doesn't work. It really didn't work.
For a situation like that, you need Jack Bauer.
Yes.
Only he can hold his pee for 24 hours.
So you remember last episode I talked about the League of Super Pets film?
Oh yeah, I saw the teaser.
Mm. I called it. I called it that Kevin Hart would be in it, and sure enough, fucker's in it.
I mean,
do you want a cookie?
What do you want? Do you want you to pat the back? Like, okay, good for you. Yay, you called it. Yay.
Okay, on top of that, a lot of other actors have also been cast. Roles have not been disclosed yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's in the casting.
Keanu Reeves is joining. John Krasinski, Vanessa Bayer, Diego Luna, and Natasha Lyonne is going to be in it as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to know who Keanu Reeves is playing.
I'm trying to think of the other pets.
Does it matter?
Oh, let him be Bat Cow. I hope Bat Cow is still in canon. I like Bat Cow.
Kevin Hart will play Ace. Ace was Batman's dog, right?
Bat Dog, yeah.
Yeah.
Ace is a better name than Bat Dog.
Bat Dog.
Okay, for some reason, I'm like, you remember Batman Beyond?
Yes.
How is Ace still alive?
He's a clone? I don't know. I can't remember.
I was like, that's a long living dog.
Well,
he's a big dog.
Could have been clone.
Spoilers.
Oh yeah, fucking
Batman Beyond.
What's his name? McGuinness? He's Irish.
The Irish one.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Is a clone, semi-clone.
Yeah.
Mm. Kinda.
That Bat Dog couldn't be a clone.
What was it like? Amanda Waller injected Batman's sperm into them?
What?
I don't remember this.
What is this?
Yeah, it was in one of the Justice Leagues. Like, it was Amanda Waller was like, the world still needs a Batman, so she injected, I mean, not his sperm, but his DNA into the father, who then mixed, I don't know. Scientifically, it does not sound on point.
Yeah, of course not.
But it's the future!
I mean, the whole arc of like the whole like Joker Jason Todd thing was like.
Oh, speaking of Joker Jason Todd, Titans season 3 trailer.
Oh Jesus!
I did not see that.
Are you still watching it?
The trailer popped up, and I was like, fine. And yeah, they have gone to Gotham, and they have teased the death of Jason Todd, turning into the Red Hood because the crowbar's there, and you know, a very familiar silhouette. Beating someone with the crowbar and then the bloody crowbar in Wayne Manor and fucking Game of Thrones being all like, Khaleesi.
What?
You know, the guy playing Batman in Titans.
Yeah.
He was the friend-zoned guy in Game of Thrones.
Right. Okay.
Who, I'm sorry, looks too old to still put on the Batman suit.
Yeah. Yeah. I would imagine.
I can't, like, because I mean, I'm sorry. If Joker came back and killed Jason Todd, Batman needs to suit up.
That's true.
I'm like, what, you're going to use the stuntman again? It's going to be obvious.
Well, I don't care about Titans.
I stop caring.
Nightwing's got his Nightwing costume. Come on, watch Titans.
Good for him. Here's a little film that I never expected to see a sequel. Do we all remember a film called Kingpin?
Mm.
From the Farrelly brothers.
What? Kingpin, Bill Murray, Woody Harrelson.
Who's the other one?
Fuck.
Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid. Woody Harrelson is a bowler whose hand is fucked up and gets an Amish guy to defeat Bill Murray, who apparently, in the movie, it's an interesting bit of trivia, Bill Murray did bowl all those strikes.
Woo!
Yeah.
So when the crowd goes wild, it's because he's rolled actually 3 strikes in a row.
Wow.
Because he's Bill fucking Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Kingpin's getting a sequel.
Same cast?
No word yet, but no script. No script yet. It's just, hey, Kingpin's sequel.
What?
What?
Things
we got no script. We got no cast.
No.
Yeah. That's about it.
That okay, I gotta say, Nick, your rundown of news this episode.
I mean,
you give Mahalia Lokman a bad name. Delivery department.
Well, I'm just getting what I see. That's all that they said about the Kingpin sequel. They literally just went, "Hey, we're making one. Who's in it? Don't know. What's being written? Don't know." That's it.
Just that we have one.
That's not even a rumor. That's just.
It's just
we want to make something good for you. And in other news.
That's literally what it feels like, because it came out of left field and no other information was given apart from Kingpin sequel in the works. Okay. A Ted series is also in development over at Peacock.
A what
series?
Ted. You remember Seth MacFarlane's Teddy Bear?
Oh, really?
Yes, they're making a TV series.
The same CG?
Yeah.
That's going to be expensive.
Do you know, but there's actually, there seems to be a Ted, I think it's a TV series.
Huh?
On Disney Plus.
Huh?
But it's in India.
Huh? What's it called?
I think so. Let me just go and check, because I have Disney Plus opened.
Ted and Marky Mark are in Mumbai.
No. It's all Indian lah.
It's an Indian Ted.
Yeah, it looks like it. I can't remember. It's.
I'm are you sure if... it's not just an unrelated Indian teddy bear? That
came to life? It looks awfully a lot like Ted. It looks awfully a lot like Ted. I mean, I'm not sure if. Let's just keep talking, and then I'll tell you if I find it.
Is it called Teddy?
No. Actually,
Sure? Because it's a Tamil film, and it has a teddy bear that looks incredibly like Ted.
Okay, then maybe.
Oh my god, this is ridiculous. I'm sorry, I'm going to whip it out of my phone because it's on my desktop at the moment. But this, it has to be copyright infringement, right? Unless they got
It's India. It's India, though. Like, they've done copyright infringement.
Look at that.
Yeah, I'm, you know.
But
what are you going to do, sue us?
But come at me, bro. Here's the difference. It looks like what if Ted met John Wick, apparently.
Yeah.
The guy's holding a gun.
Yeah, Teddy. I'm like, it's an action. Yeah, like, what the fuck?
So yeah, Ted's going to have a series on Peacock, and Seth MacFarlane's returning to voice and also produce the film, but don't expect Marky Mark to turn up.
Is the Orville still around?
Oh, that's a good question.
The Orville is on Disney Plus.
Did you watch it?
Before, like, is it on Disney Plus or is it on Netflix?
Eh, I don't see it on Netflix.
Might be on Disney Plus because it's owned by Fox. So
it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it got two seasons. There's a season. Ooh,
actually,
three. It's getting renewed for season three.
That is a good point because I've been rewatching Family Guy. Uh-huh. Is Family Guy on Disney Plus?
Let me check.
I cannot imagine it being on Disney Plus.
It is.
Censored or uncensored? Or is that a censored thing?
I don't know. Probably censored because...
I know there's a few seasons on Netflix.
Our friends at Goggler have verified that they censor stuff like Disney Plus.
Because I was watching the Netflix ones, and it's only the newest season, so I wanted to rewatch the older ones. Mm. Which, yeah, back when they were... I was watching the band, there was a... opening, what do you call it? A cold open that was cut out. It only came out on DVD. It's the one where Osama bin Laden's recording one of his Death to America videos, but flubs a line and then can't stop laughing.
They have all 19
seasons. We will attack you on the first day of Ramadan.
Ramadan.
Did I say Ramadan? I was like, holy shit, no wonder you cut this out.
They have all 19 seasons of Family Guy.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
But, okay.
Yeah, expected to be... Okay, this is... Okay, I'm done with the news.
So what? The cutaways are just not going to cut away to the cutaways because they're too harsh?
Because for those who don't know, Malaysia has gotten Disney Plus. Unfortunately, Malaysia's Disney Plus is heavily censored because of the wonderful giant conglomerate that is Astro.
Mm.
What, really?
Yeah, because... Okay, Amazon Prime and... Amazon Prime and... Netflix are not censored because they're not tied to Astro. HBO and freaking like Disney Plus is censored to a certain extent. Because Astro.
Oh, and then if you subscribe to Disney Plus, you can see that wacky Mickey Mouse show that I don't like.
I want that 1 year subscription price. I am not subscribing until that 1 year subscription price is open.
Are you talking about that one that you sent us in the group?
Yeah.
That has been debunked as Indonesia's price. They just needed to put something there.
So Bukimak Lancau.
Yeah, that is not verified.
I'm sorry, you bring out the Malay angerness.
What? Kenapa Indonesia dapatkan bisa dapat price yang macam tu? And then kita tahu apa ni?
Yeah, according to Disney Plus, they said that they needed to put something there. They couldn't leave the gap empty. So they just put Indonesia's price there as a temporary thing.
Fuckers, can your programmers actually program some proper shit and not use Google Translate, you dumb motherfuckers? This is Disney. It's a fucking brand.
Okay, dear Disney Plus Malaysia, what the fuck's going on? I'm sorry. I love you.
Okay, calm down. Jesus Christ.
No, honestly, for an application that has been in the works for a long ass time, what the fuck went wrong?
The same thing that went wrong with the AstraZeneca booking website.
Oh, that's another mess.
You know, us Malaysians love free templates. And free translations, courtesy of Google. Let's check out Muksin. A boy meet girl, then like.
I'm like, oh my god, I swear, as a local producer, I'll be like, I mean, it's either that or they just copy and paste it.
No,
you know what? No. Yasmin Ahmad, I don't think Yasmin Ahmad's people would ever let anybody
They took the synopsis in Malay, because I think, was it Gokla that did the test? They literally put the synopsis in Google Translate and you get the same result as the description.
Oh my god.
I think it was Gokla. Could have been someone else. But yeah. Because, you know, Google Translate has been working so well for the subtitles for pirated Chinese DVDs, you know, descriptions on Lazada.
I was watching Disney Plus. The first thing I watched was Darkwing Duck. Don't shame me for that. I was like,
what? Okay, I'm watching Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck's cool.
Yeah.
Is Robo Duck around?
What?
Robo Duck.
In Darkwing Duck?
Robo Duck? Was it Robo Duck in Darkwing Duck? Or was he in DuckTales?
He was in both, I think.
I prefer Robo Duck. Robo Duck's badass.
I wanted to watch the right stuff, the series, and I was like, okay, this is not too bad. And then I watched Einstein, the genius series for Nat Geo. There are no subtitles!
What do you mean?
What language is it?
It's in English and German, but... But there are subtitles! And I'm like, hold up. Shouldn't everything on your platform have subtitles regardless? I'm not going to turn on Netflix and like, oh, one thing has subtitles, the other doesn't.
Tapi aku kena type dia punya subtitle lah. Malas lah. Tak apa, biar je lah.
Really? Strangely, do you know what happens to my Disney Plus? Like, I'm not using the app because I want to watch on my TV. So I connect up my laptop or my desktop to my TV and I watch it there. What would happen is that sometimes halfway through, at any point, it will just, I'm watching like an episode of Criminal Minds and then it will suddenly go black and then it will start playing from the beginning and turn on the Malay subtitles.
What?
Like on its own. Like macam ada ghost in the machine. Okay. It speaks Malay. It only reads Malay.
For those that say, like, hey, look, it's really tough to program these things. Kini Dia is done by one person.
Yes.
And with a template as well.
No, you know? But this is Disney and they've had a year.
Yes.
More than, they've had a year. I don't know who it's just like who's handling the back end. It's just user experience. This is just user feedback at the moment.
You know, we at Disney don't really care about those brown natives or the American. We at Disney don't care about those brown natives.
I mean, actually for me, I suspect it's actually the Hotstar.
I think so.
It's the Hotstar app and not really Disney because it, I mean, even the website is hotstar.com.my/my, right?
Yeah.
So it is. I think it's actually the Hotstar application that is really buggy.
But that's one of the things that I always have never agreed with whenever they do, like, you know, like bring another franchise over, where it's like, oh, we don't understand this region, but you guys do, so we'll let you handle it. And then, you know, so whatever shit that isn't like America, and you're kind of like, well, it is their region. Maybe that's what they like, so maybe it works. Newsflash, it doesn't. Disney, if you want to protect your brand in Southeast Asia, you might want to fucking listen.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I was super excited for Disney Plus. And then when I finally found it and saw it, I'm not ashamed to say I have not spent a lot of time on Disney Plus Hotstar as much as I wanted to, because I'm just like, the interface isn't that pleasant, and then like, some shows don't fucking have subtitles when I need them, so like, ugh.
Well, speak for yourself, I'm catching up on all 15 seasons of Criminal Minds.
Have you finished Buffy?
I after that one day, I stopped touching it, because I'm like, aww, my heart cannot take it.
Well, you just started from season one, come on.
Yes, I know where it's going. Every time she rails against being the Slayer, and I'm like, oh.
But okay, how about this though? How skinny and young does David Boreanaz look in season one?
I know, and I'm looking and going like, this is Bones. This is Bones. Like, this is, you know, he grows up to be Bones, and I'm like,
it's like, I know you're a vampire, but you look like you could do some roast chicken, buddy. You were skinny.
I'm like, you know, you could use some fatty, some meat on your bones.
And I don't know if it's the makeup or the color correction, but that first season especially, I'm like, I know people call you your race white, but you are literally
white,
paper white.
No, like, Darla's paler than he is.
Yeah, but Darla has some contrast with her lipstick and her eyeshadow.
That's true.
Wait, Darla? Was that her name? Oh, yeah, Darla, yeah. The blonde one. The one that comes back in Angel.
Yeah. His sire.
Which one was the one that I really liked? Spike's girlfriend.
Drusilla.
Oh, I love Drusilla. Oh. I love Drusilla. I strangely find her super hot.
Crazy bitch.
Oh,
not a fan of a British accent, but I do love Drusilla.
One last
I'm thing. I'm a Spike fan myself.
There's a little bit of update on John Barrowman.
What happened?
The guy's back on Instagram, so I think things are being okay.
Did he leave?
That was all a mistake!
Yeah, he left for a while the whole thing was happening. He disappeared from Instagram for a good, like, 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
Which is a long time for John Barrowman.
That's true.
I saw Noel Clark in a trailer for something.
Oh?
But he wasn't credited.
Oh.
Which I was like, he's quite a big name. Like, he's not going to get a credit? Is he an extra? Well, or are you still in the trailer?
Well, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're like, look, the rest of this cast didn't do anything wrong. Can we put this movie out? So, okay, fair enough. But
yeah, I know
who Noel Clark looks like.
It's like, you know, we're not psycho enough to digitally ain't got enough money to digitally remove him and replace him with another actor.
We're not Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah,
Noel Clark gets replaced with Tig Notaro.
Just because everyone would think,
like, no, like, so Tig Notaro just like built like you know, like when Shia LaBeouf like had that pack where like just insert him into stuff, like Tig Notaro should come out with that, you know, like Tig Notaro should be like the super sub that, you know, replaces everybody.
Yeah, but why is Tig Notaro at Scotland Yard?
she's the agent that they get traded into from the US, you know, like a goodwill
it
thing.
It still doesn't make sense. And here's the detective, Bobby McBritish. Hey.
Hey.
I'm Tig.
No, but like when Sandra Oh was in like Killing Eve in like British intelligence.
Yeah, she could be a CIA agent. And I'm like,
Sandra Oh is British intelligence?
Yeah, in Killing Eve. She's working in London because she's married to a Brit, and she's working for, I can't remember which agency. And I was like,
that works.
And American. She's an American. And I'm like, it took me
with
a moment.
British passport, because he married a British person. This is British.
Yes. And I'm like, yeah, I think she's part of MI5. And I'm like, but how can you be part of MI5 or MI6 yeah. if you are American?
MI6, I would understand.
Maybe MI6.
Because that's international.
Maybe
MI6. MI5 is, you maybe know, spooks.
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe it was MI6. But I'm
well,
like,
someone
but
needs to fill the gap while James Bond is taking forever to come out.
If they don't release that soon, Nokia's going to make them reshoot it again.
Like, if
I just want to see it and finish it.
We talked about how Morbius was finished shooting already. Fucking Bond has finished shooting freaking approximately 2 years ago now.
I mean,
bet you when it finally comes out, Dan Chris, I'm not doing another interview. I'm not. I'm going to say the same thing I said in 2021 and 2020. They're like, no, I can't be bothered anymore. I want to be Colonel Sanders in Knives Out. Stop this.
Oh my God, I cannot wait for Knives Out 2.
Inside the donut hole is another donut hole.
Shut up. You may want to have a donut. Maybe I should eat my food now. I made myself a keto strawberry shortcake.
Ooh, that looks nice.
Ooh, looky.
It's made with like almond flour, flaxseed meal, and like coconut flour. You're like, whatever. I don't like it.
Is there sugar in it?
There is sweetener, like a keto approved sweetener in it.
Cane sugar is a keto approved, isn't it?
No, it's not. Sugar is not. I can't have sugar.
What about, what's that extract? Sensimilia?
Stevia?
No, stevia.
Sensimilia?
I'm sorry, I'm just really hungry because I've been fasting for 18 hours.
Woman, why?
Why?
Because I'm fasting for 18 hours and then eating for 6 and then fasting for 18 hours.
And your first meal is a strawberry shortcake.
With mascarpone cheese instead of clotted cream.
Shouldn't you have something a bit more substantial than strawberry shortcake?
I'm just breaking my fast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, people don't fast before no one. They're not bad.
She says
that to me as well. Don't come at me, Jacken.
I know, I'm like, if you want to tune your own bow, it's not my problem.
These are jokes. Jokes.
I would love for them to actually listen to this fucking podcast.
No, you crazy? My God.
By the way, have y'all seen your Loki yet?
Yeah.
Episode 3? I haven't seen episode 3.
No, 1 and 2.
Episode 3 hasn't come out yet.
It will when this episode
tomorrow?
Comes out. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if y'all haven't seen Loki yet, do yourself a favor and watch it.
My God, art department berkarya nak mampus, sial.
Yes.
What do you mean? Why?
It's beautiful. The TVAs. I want everything. Yeah. I want those old computer screens. I want those chairs.
But can we talk? Can we talk for a moment? Minor spoilers. Whoever hasn't watched episode 1, but Infinity Stones is paperweights.
That was genius. That was genius. And then he's like, I think that's all right. And then he's like,
I got a ton here. You want some? He says, yeah.
And he's like, so defeated the face. I'm like, oh my God.
I love how we have taken literally 5 hours of our lives to the Infinity War and Endgame around these fucking Infinity Stones. And there's just a whole bunch that the TVA uses paperweights.
Yeah, because magic doesn't work there, so.
Yeah, time is a constant.
If it's only amazing. They knew, and they just went to the TVA, picked up some Infinity Stones, and went, hey, Thanos.
You know what's weird? In episode 2, when they go to that Mega Mall in the future.
Yes.
As they're walking around, I literally said out loud, oh, Dove's still available in 2050. That's good to know. And then as they're walking around even more, I was like, ooh, Razer is still around as well in the computer section. Hey, Singapore and Company did good.
Properties mine.
But what's interesting though? Apparently Tom Hiddleston gave people Loki lectures. Literally
Loki what?
The Loki lectures.
What do you mean, Loki lectures?
So this is something that they talked about at the press conference, that apparently during breaks, Tom Hiddleston would gather the cast around and give them the breakdown on Loki's history and where the whole time has been and like what Loki has been doing, where this is within the Loki history, little backstory on Loki. So they called it the Loki lectures.
Yeah, and janitor number 4 is like, look, man, I just walk in the background. I don't give a fuck.
No. But you are very important to Loki, because at this point, I'm going to talk to you and that changes my life forever.
Wow. Hey, he's owning the role. He is owning the role.
He is.
And Owen Wilson is looking mature now.
Yeah.
Really?
I actually really like Owen Wilson in the show.
It was weird. Like as I'm watching, I'm like, did that dent in his nose get deeper?
Probably. I think
it was just age.
Yeah, age and possibly shading.
Oh, did you hear that?
He looks the same to me.
Really? With the white hair and the mustache?
No, he's aged. Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
But didn't I feel like I read somewhere that they wanted to do Wedding Crashers 2.
Yes. Yes, they want to do Wedding Crashers 2. Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn apparently are on board if that happens again.
Oh my god.
They're still not married? What are they gonna do with themselves?
And apparently Will Ferrell also is on board with it.
Oh god, that fucking character. Oh man. Ooh. You're making me hungry, woman. And speaking of which, I need to go and get my supply of rations after this.
Mm. Oh, we've been going on for an hour 20.
Is the cutoff time still 8?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck a duckling. Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, I should make a move then.
All right. Well, it's good to be back.
Yes.
Yay!
And I can't wait for you to see what I do with this episode when it is.
Oh my god, video. Yes. Yes.
It shall be interesting.
I'm okay. Looking forward to it.
Yes, like over the past week, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to learn After Effects again.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Nice.
And hey, Adobe, why did you make After Effects heavier?
Because
it's fucking heavy now.
It's Adobe. What do you expect?
I've got 32 gigs of RAM. I've got a 6 gig 1060 graphics card.
And you still can't run it? And it's so slow?
I animate one title and I'm like, why are you killing? Like, it's using up 95% of my RAM.
Wow.
Oof.
Per project. Ooh. Like, this is fucking ridiculous.
I think I'm just waiting for
But we're giving
somebody,
you quality.
Somebody
Fuck that.
I'm surprised.
And then they moved around. They moved around the icons in Photoshop. Again.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking ugh. Oh, and you know what else they did in Photoshop, which pisses me the fuck off?
What?
If you want to, let's say you edit something, you know, and you wanted to save it as a JPEG, you go to save as JPEG, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Good.
Save a copy.
As JPEG?
Yes.
Why?
Save as is to save a PSD file under a different name.
But isn't that just save? Fuck a duck. Okay.
And we're going to put the clone tool here now, and the point tool here now, and this over here now. And you've been using Photoshop for 10 years, so we're going to waste your graphics card showing you video samples of how to use these tools that you've been using your entire fucking life.
Oh, fucking Photoshop.
Yay! I'm just an actor.
You know, I pay Adobe 250 ringgit a month.
Oh my god. Oh.
So annoying.
Oh. Yeah, their prices are getting higher and higher. It's ridiculous.
Right? Because they raised the price about 2 years ago. It's like, oh, because of, you know, inflation.
What?
Because I used to pay like under 200 a month. But now then they bumped it up, and then you include the wildly fluctuating exchange rate we have right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it at right now?
I have no idea. Because, again, with Adobe as well, to avoid taxes, like they, you pay Dublin or something. I don't fucking know. It's weird.
But before we close this up, I've got a little announcement. Geek to Geek is coming back this Sunday.
Yay!
I saw that you're interviewing Mr. Rendra.
We're interviewing Rendra Zawabi this week, talking about his time in LA and his stuff that he's done over there and over here. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty fun conversation. It's the longest conversation that we've done so far, running about 40 minutes at this point. But any aspiring singer-songwriters or aspiring composers, this is definitely something you want to listen to, because he imparts a lot of advice about how the system works.
Yeah.
Nice.
Seems to be every 2 weeks I'm putting stuff out, so I guess it'll be every 2 weeks.
Okay, then.
It works. It doesn't have to be weekly. We still got this for weekly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay, yeah. Can we get together?
Yes. So shall we call it?
Yes. So as usual, guys, if you're listening to this on podcast form, do check out our YouTube channel, where we will also post the same thing. But, you know, you get to see our faces, despite the fact that we're not, like, IRL interacting with each other. Like us on all social medias. We're at Geeks in Malaysia, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you get your podcast, wherever you get everything. So, and if you'd like to donate to us, there is also our Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/geeksinmalaysia. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, and all that ass kissing and shit like that, my name is Amina Chen.
I am Adorian.
And I am Kyle Mbaha.
Keep geeking out, yo.
I don't know why I did that accent. Exactly.